What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
KMOX. Have a special shout out. The warehouse at General Motors, specifically the 3 p.m. shift that just came on a few minutes ago, entertain themselves every day with the DGS.
Rock on. Oh,
awesome.
Right?
What's up, rock everybody? On.
Isn't that the best?
It is the best.
Specifically, Carl Bryant. Shout out to Carl and all the boys.
Good job.
What's up, guys?
Glad the boss man lets that happen.
Pretty great.
Yeah.
Pretty great.
Or makes it happen, maybe.
Yeah.
And if your boss doesn't like it, then you tell him we said.
you walk out of that place.
You march right up to him. We give you full empowerment to do so.
Yeah, over the years, we've had great representation, like truck drivers, cops, you know, cruising around, listening to the show.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty great. Big compliment.
I like when truck drivers are listening because, like, There's you got to figure out what you're going to do if you're a truck driver. You know what I mean? There's like a lot of intent behind, because you're going to be driving for
you have a lot of choices.
A very long time. And so, you know, to choose us over dedicating yourself to, like, you know, a podcast or a show or a stream or just, you know, music.
I agree.
Very nice.
You know what sucks? Say what you want about homelessness as a policy, but I'm looking out the window right now and it's pouring rain outside KMOX. And there are about a dozen homeless people out there just drenched.
Just, yep.
Just stuck. Sucks.
I was just thinking that when that first downpour was going, I was like, where do you go?
Yeah, they all huddled under a tree.
Literally. Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah, yeah. Bad.
Nope, not good.
So Wheel, studies show that younger generations are becoming more introverted, disagreeable, less conscientious, more neurotic.
Yeah, and this was a pretty good, like, quality study, too. It's not like somebody just read something on the internet or saw a TikTok or whatever. Because what they're trying to do is understand why people are going to go in the direction that they are. So what they're showing is, if you're age 60 or older, according to this, your level of conscientiousness, your neuroticism, your level of agreeableness, extroversion, those things, they've really been pretty consistent. Now, it's getting worse on a lot of those things, though. It's getting worse for every age group. So a little less so, like conscientiousness, as an example, if you're 60 and older, has almost been a flat line for the last 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
My age group, just under that, right, the 40 to 59, that's been a pretty consistent downward trend.
Okay.
But for the youngest people that they studied, 16 to 39, it's an even bigger downward trend. It's way down low. And that's just the mindfulness, right? Like, I also wonder how much of that is just when you're young, you're not mindful. Because I wasn't.
Yeah.
Right? At 20, I wasn't mindful. I was just doing things. But it's an interesting that it matches the same trend line as Gen X. So basically, we're looking at older millennials and Gen X compared to younger millennials and Gen Z in that. When you look at neuroticism for people 60 and above, it's just under 50%. And again, basically a flat line the last 20 years. Next level, like the one, the mid-level one, kind of still going up, but more flat. But the younger ones going way up and constantly going up. Agreeableness, I mean, like the 60-plus, almost a flat line for the last 20 years. And it's almost like, and I'm not trying to be a smartass, because I think a lot of things influence this. It's almost like the younger you are, the more those things play out, the older you are, the more you've kind of figured it out.
Yeah, that makes sense.
You've stabilized. So if you tend to be agreeable or disagreeable, you're kind of that. You're kind of what you are. Where when you're younger, you're still kind of flying. At least, again, going by my own experience, it kind of feels like that's the way for me, right? The older I've gotten, the more the line is kind of leveled off.
Mm-hmm.
And the same thing, but here's what's interesting. All three age groups have become more extroverted a lot more over the last 20 years. So if you went back to the beginning, it was around 2012 they started doing this study. All of the people, when you asked them if they were extroverts, 50% or more than 50% said yes in all three groups. Mm-hmm. but it wasn't more than 60% in any of the groups. So they were all right there in the 50 to 55% range. Now they're all in the 40 to 45% range, with the younger people being the least extroverted of them, but all of the groups becoming more extroverted, which I find to be fascinating.
So they're more extroverted.
No, less.
Oh,
we're becoming less extroverted,
okay.
Which I think we can understand,
mm-hmm.
right? Because we have more things in our own little bubble that occupy us.
Yeah.
You know, but 2012's not that long ago, but keeping in mind, 2012, you didn't have all the streaming. You didn't have social media to the level that you have it now, the number of social media things. You didn't have, the ability to watch any movie anytime, anywhere, and, sports in your living room all the time. And things have changed a lot in these last 20, 23 years. What I find frustrating, though, is people always want to talk about one cause or effect, one cause that leads to this effect, when I think it's a lot of things, right? Like, how much of that looks like a lot of it dropped off dramatically from 2020 on? Because
mm-hmm.
all of those numbers, now, they were going down for all of the age groups before 2020, but it accelerated after 2020.
How much do you think, how do I put this? I am not a religious person, so I'm a pretty practical, pragmatic person. Yet I always kind of feel like the worst isn't going to happen. Things are going to work out. And when COVID came along, I think it gave all of us a pretty good dose of, wow, that can happen.
Yeah. Like, something out of your control.
And if it did that to 55-year-olds, think what it did to 10-year-olds.
Sure. Right. And again, this group was looking at, but let's just say the youngest group they looked at was 16. But say you're in high school. Think about the way that changes how your brain is going to process the world.
Yeah.
Is it shocking that that age group is less agreeable?
No.
Now, again, I think I was less agreeable at 19 than I am now.
Yeah.
I don't know that that group's always going to be certain ways. But what the trend lines are interesting is that we all, basically almost everybody but 60 and older, is getting more neurotic as time goes by. And I wonder, too, if some of that has to do with age. You're kind of settling, you're set in before all of this stuff that's happening so that it's not impacting you. Like, for example, you're not on social media.
Right.
You're not on Twitter. I mean, you do TikTok, but you're not, like, participating in
yeah.
it. I wonder how much the level of participation in those things, and at what age you start participating them in, how much that impacts all of that. But it's an interesting thing because you're seeing similar trends for all age groups.
Yeah.
They're more extreme for the younger people, but younger people's personalities do tend to be more extreme because you're young and you haven't sorted through things yet.
Yeah. Makes sense.
I think so. I do think, though, we'd be a little remiss if we didn't give some credit just to, I mean, even comparing like my high school experience with the high school experience of a child now. I graduated from high school in 2009. We had the internet,
yeah,
but it was on a family computer in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
Like I wasn't able to access anything in my room. It was very just like strict as far as what I was looking at and the things I was getting into. Now everybody has this computer in their hand, and there's so many avenues for telling kids they're not good enough. Here's the gold standard, which, by the way, you will never rise
right,
to.
Right, because it's not real.
Yeah, it's not real. But when you're a kid, you don't know that.
Right.
And I remember I've brought this up so many times on the show, but like seeing like Paris Hilton and Lindsay Lohan and stuff when I was in high school and just being like, oh, I'm not as skinny as them. And I feel like I never will be. And that was such a small amount of what girls in particular mm-hmm. these days experience. Mm-hmm. I mean, we didn't have filters that go, like, it's called the beauty filter. It's a filter
right.
that makes your face look beautiful because you're not actually beautiful. You need to do something to make yourself look good.
Yeah.
Like, it's very sad. And I think that does play into it. I think you're right that like, it might get a little easier as you get older, but man, these kids are getting pummeled with stuff that we just didn't have to deal with.
Oh yeah. The other part I wanted to ask you guys about to get your take on this. This has also been really, I mean, it's been more than the last 20, 25 years, but it keeps accelerating. How much do you think just the political atmosphere in the United States, and by that I mean just the nonstop conversation about politics, It never stops. And I was just, it's funny, Daniel's in here. Daniel runs the board for Redbird Rush Hour, Sports Open Line, Cardinals games. And we were talking about it, and he was like, God, I wish people would stop talking about politics. And I was like, you know what, buddy? There was a time when nobody talked about it. Mm-hmm. But really, you know, it's more than that. I think it started, you know, what would you say, Dave, mid to late 90s, Rush Limbaugh blowing up, the cable news networks needing content. Well, politics is cheap content. It's easy. It's titillating. It makes people mad. That makes you watch, like all of that stuff. How much do you guys think that dynamic plays into these trend lines that we're talking about?
Huge. Yeah, just huge.
Because think about it. If you're younger, and Rach and Andrew, you guys are in this group, you've never known a time when this wasn't the case. When politics weren't always the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, we kind of hit our consciousness, which I feel like you do around when you're, you know, around 13 or so. Well, when I was 13, it was 2003, which is when, you know, the Iraq war started. And then 2 years before that, it was 9/11. Right. So, you know, right as I'm starting to come into like, so what really is out there in the world? I'm like, oh.
People are mad.
So that's the world. Got it. And then it's pretty much just been some continuation of that for the 20 plus years since.
And even that's tied into what you're talking about, Rach. I mean, it's combined with social media, because what do you see on there? All that, it's nonstop. It's nonstop bickering back and forth, nonstop calling the other side that you disagree with names. So you combine your self image, which is already going to be an issue that Rach laid out there. You combine all the political stuff, and then just the general access to all of it. I don't think it's surprising at all that every age group is basically getting worse when it comes to all of these things. And again, the older you are in this study, the less you seem to be getting worse. Mm-hmm. It's more of a flat line, but it's not totally flat, especially not when it comes to things like neuroticism or being extroverted, because all of the groups are going downward or going in the wrong direction in those categories.
Yeah. I'm not happy about the study, but it helps me breathe a little better that it lines up with my experience.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you say like, yeah, the last 20 years, man, and to see that the actual data says the same thing.
It's not so much a relief because it sucks that it's happening, but yeah, it makes it feel, you feel like you're not crazy.
Yes.
Yeah. You feel like, okay, I do understand what I'm seeing, and maybe the big takeaway is we're just not meant to be bombarded nonstop about everything.
We're learning a lot about humans.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, and I mean, even if we could eventually adjust to this much information all the time, I mean, I have faith that the human race is capable of like, okay, like we've got our sea legs, we're good. But it happened so quickly. Like this generation of folks, it was like from 0 to 100 on most of this stuff. So it's just, yeah, I think Wheels is right. I don't think we're meant to be inundated with all of this all of the time. It should have been a much slower rollout, but we just got excited and
we lost control.
Yeah, we lost control a little bit, exactly.
And now we're going to go from the age of social media to the age of AI.
Fast.
Fast. Yeah.
Like that's the one thing that makes all of this, I think we do recover. It's a good point. We are a very adaptable species, right? We've adapted to a lot of changes over the last couple of millennia. Well, before that, I mean, tens of thousands of years, right? But it takes time to adjust. And the faster things happen, the harder it is to kind of get it all lined up.
Yeah. Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
825. Dave Murray coming up on the other side of the break. We have Braxton Payne and Kurt Barr, who are our guests for the Think Tank, which is an every Tuesday at 4 p.m. thing where we get two reasonable, smart people who disagree on politics. We get them together. We kind of hash out a few things. I think infinitely better and more useful than the classic bomb throwers. So that's what we do on Tuesdays, and that's coming up at 4 p.m. I have a new fear unlocked.
Uh-oh.
Wheels, you ever been over the Tampa Bay Bridge? I don't know the,
yeah,
they call it, but yep, the big steep one?
Yep.
That sucked.
Really?
Oh my God, yeah.
You didn't like that, huh?
Height, water.
Yeah, it's an interesting bridge. Looking one. Yeah. I mean, yeah. But it's, you know, it's sturdy.
I had an F-150 in front of me and I just kept staring at the back of it.
Oh. There's stuck in on a traffic jam on there once. That's annoying because just
I can't imagine. Yeah. I even said to Nick, I'm like, if traffic stops, I'm jumping off the side.
There's one.
He's like, I'm swimming.
I think it might be Pontchartrain down in Louisiana where I went across, and there is no like you. It feels like you're on the ocean on a bridge. Like you just can like not even make out land around you, and that was pretty terrifying.
Where was that?
I think Louisiana. I think it might have been like Pontchartrain.
Yeah, that's great. I've driven that. That's a lot of fun.
It was like neat in theory, but as somebody who also like, you know, height and open water can be tricky things. Yeah. It's like, boy, this is unnerving. If anything goes wrong.
Yeah, Dave just described something like I relate to so much. You said, what kind of truck was it in front of you?
An F-150.
Yeah. I mean, how many times have I been driving down the highway in just a not ideal situation? And I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to focus on the vehicle in front of me. Like, you are my guiding light through all of this.
Yeah. You ever done Alligator Alley down in South Florida?
No, never have.
It's not elevated, so it's nothing that, but you are just on like a 4-lane road going through the Everglades. And like there are stops scattered, but there's lots of non-stops.
Yeah.
Do you ever do the causeway down to Key West?
I have.
That's pretty cool. You got ocean on the sides. And then you're like, gosh, well, good thing there's not a hurricane because this would all be underwater.
Saw the Tampa Stadium where the roof was blown out by the hurricane. That was crazy.
They still working on it?
Yes.
Because I know they're trying to get it ready for next year.
Yeah.
Because right now they're playing in a minor league ballpark and I guess it's been tolerable, right? They're getting through it.
Getting through it.
Yep.
She's a good
possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
be an artist, be an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
But good. Loves your mama, loves Jesus, in America too. She's a good girl, she's crazy about Elvis, loves horses, and her boyfriend too.
Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX 334. Have some flash flooding going on out there and a couple of highways closed down. Jefferson 44 eastbound last we checked. So just be very careful out there. Timely as usual. Dave Murray joins us now. Hello, Dave.
Hi there. Before we get on to the weather, you were talking about bridges.
Yes.
Do you remember, and I don't remember the name of it, but before they built the Clark Bridge to Alton?
Yes.
That bridge?
Yes.
The old bridge.
I remember.
It was like every time I was on that, and I love going to Alton and Grafton and places like that, it would shake. Even if it was like a 5-mile-per-hour wind, you'd be driving along. And,
I grew up over there, so that was a rough one. Yeah, bridges in general are just, it's understandable why anyone would have a fear of bridges.
Yeah. Yeah, especially the kind of bridges you were talking about.
Yes.
You know, like the Chesapeake Bay Bridge.
Don't know that one.
Oh,
like
I've been on that one too, yeah.
What is that, like 20 miles long?
Yes, it's crazy.
It's like about halfway through it, you think, I don't know. I can't turn around.
Yeah,
can't have a really flat tire. Go forward.
You know, one of the bad things about being dumb, like I am, like I'm math dumb and I'm building dumb, is I don't trust other people. I assume everyone's dumb like me. So when I'm on a bridge or I get in a plane, I'm like, these idiots, I know they didn't put this together the right way. So I just can't relate. I just you might as well be able to fly. You know, I can't relate to people being able to build things. So, Dave, we had a gully washer, real frog strangler about an hour ago, just kind of popping up here and there.
Yeah, it really is. It's almost a line now, mainly in Illinois, but there was a pretty good thunderstorm. It wasn't severe, but a good, you know, real drencher, some lightning right through downtown St. Louis over to the east side. That's still around in Madison County, but it's really fallen apart quite a bit. The thunderstorms now are from about Springfield, Illinois. Let's take it down to Litchfield. And you know what? It's still raining pretty good at Alhambra and Marine, but that's dying. And then there's another little batch down around Oakville and Muskoda, and then another batch down around Chester. Most of it, with the exception of 50, 60 miles south of St. Louis, most of it's in Illinois right now. That is kind of a cool front. It is coming through, mm-hmm. just barely, but it's going to come through. So Wednesday and Thursday are going to feel a little bit better temperature-wise and also humidity-wise. Mm-hmm. Kind of a two-day break. Could kind of include today, too, was a nice break because of the storms. But 88 tomorrow, just a tiny chance of a spot thunderstorm, but better, feeling better. 68 Wednesday night. That should feel pretty good.
Very nice.
Thursday, partly sunny, 80s to near 90. That's the break, Wednesday and Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Hope you enjoy it. Okay?
We'll take it.
Friday morning's okay. It's not great, but it's okay. The humidity starts to come back Thursday night. Friday, sunny, 95 for the high Friday afternoon, 97 to 99 degrees for high temperatures Saturday and Sunday. And, of course, we'll have plenty of St. Louis humidity to go with that.
Damn. Yeah.
Mm. But that's one of the things, you know, it's like wintertime, too, and say, one of the great things about our weather and climate is that we get these breaks, little breaks from time to time, kind of give you the light at the end of the tunnel.
Is St. Louis right at the top of the list for all four seasons?
It is in my book. You know, and that's what makes forecasting so great and why I love the area so much mm-hmm. for a thousand reasons. But the weather is fantastic.
Yeah.
Just fantastic.
It's a good blend.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And there are four distinct seasons. Every place in this country has four seasons. Yeah, but there's just variations on it.
Yeah.
I feel like we skip a lot of spring. Like we get a little spring, like right into hot.
Mm. Spring sometimes can be like 2 or 3 days. Fall can be like that too. It's like, oh, this is beautiful.
Yeah, we stay hot right up until Thanksgiving.
That's right. I remember some Thanksgivings where it was like 90 degrees.
Happy Turkey Day.
I did not expect that in my later life I would become so heat averse. Like, I've always been like a layer outer and stuff like that, and, you know, in the pool and worked outside on the farm. But the older I get, the less I can take the heat. The cold's fine. Really doesn't bother me.
That will start to change, too.
Oh, great. I'm going to have like a 5 degree.
It's like a roller coaster ride. Yeah. You're on the uptide now. Pretty soon it's going to go, woo, and then turn.
I only like 65 to 70.
You know, it is funny, Dave. I don't know if you're like this, but I don't care less about most things, but I do care less about some things. For example, going on vacation forever, I've always been obsessed with getting a great tan. And I'm not even sure why. It's not like the only thing that stood between me and being good looking. So, but I would always just like, oh my God, it's going to be rainy today. And now I couldn't care less. Right. And I got just as tan. Right? Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, like, yeah. It's never mattered. Like, you want to go to breakfast? Go to breakfast. Well, we're going to miss some sun. Who cares? It was kind of nice finding something I didn't care much about.
That's good.
Yeah, it's good. Headlines, Rach?
Yeah, it's brought to you by Schnucks. Reward yourself daily with the Schnucks Rewards app. Elon Musk says he's suing Apple for not featuring X and its Grok artificial intelligence chatbot app in its top recommended apps in the Apple App Store. Sorry for saying app 5,000 times in one sentence. But he's basically claiming that they're playing politics and... yeah, they don't want to feature Grok and they don't want to feature X. So he's saying they will take immediate legal action. Didn't really give further details than that.
Rich guy problems.
Well, also I'm confused, right? Like, does a private company have to give everybody a fair shake? Can they not pick and choose? I mean, Elon has made choices about Twitter that he wanted to change, things he wanted to be a certain way. Is that? I mean, I'm literally asking the question. Like, we always say this: it's a private company; they can make their own rules. And if people don't like those rules, then it'll hurt the business.
Yeah.
Well, he's also claiming that they're making it impossible for any AI company, not just Grok, to reach number one in the App Store because they're trying to artificially inflate OpenAI. That's the claim that Musk is making.
Their own product. Yes. Or is it not? Or are they partners with them, maybe?
You know, I thought OpenAI, there's so many of these.
I know.
It's like, wait, which one is?
Ask
which?
AI.
Who's on what team? Yeah. Which AI should we ask?
Being in a business that relies so much on ratings and the ratings technology, which is crap. And I say that having been number one under both systems and having been number 10 under both systems, it's just crap. And so when I hear things like that, I just assume it's crap.
Okay, so that was a great question, Wheels. OpenAI and Apple announced a partnership last year. They're eventually going to integrate ChatGPT into the Apple experience. I believe that has been pushed off like several times at this point, but there is definitely a connection there.
So they want to help their business partner, and they don't want to help the companies that are not their business partners, and they're a private company, and that's not allowed?
They would have to prove some sort of tortious interference with a business expectation. I just came out of nowhere.
Dave's like, sounded good.
You just snapped
my head
back.
Just exploded.
Yeah, yours.
Dave, you like when I was looking at you, it looked like you appeared in a suit for a second there. So.
I just pulled my groin.
His eyes rolled back in his head. He's like, you know, it's making me think of my
lawyer. Dave case. Popped in.
Promissory estoppel.
Okay, they're thinking about doing a UFC fight at the White House. And so Dana White says it's happening amid this Paramount deal. They're claiming it'll happen on the 4th of July next year, celebrating 250 years
it'll
of
happen.
American independence.
Why not? Sure, it'll happen.
20,000 spectators on the White House grounds.
Yeah, look, I like combat sports. I enjoy fights and boxing and MMA. It's fine. But nothing screams class like people fighting at the White House.
Yeah.
Hey, if we do this, could we make the various politicos fight each other? Could they be the undercard?
There you
That'd
go.
Be awesome.
Oh, excellent. I'm in on that.
I'll betcha, though. Not betcha. I know it's true that the White House has been a strange house for a long time.
Yeah.
You ever done any studying up about Calvin Coolidge?
No.
That dude was a freak.
What did he do?
What was he up to?
Total freak.
Was it like Diddy stuff?
He would, no. He would like, they had all sorts of exotic animals just running around the White House grounds.
Oh.
He slept until 2 a.m. every day. He wouldn't talk to anybody. Like, just, you know, we've had some weirdos in the house.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Hmm. I'm going to have to read about this.
Look up Coolidge.
Coolidge is like, I got a zoo.
A historic downtown Las Vegas casino is taking out all of their live dealer tables. This is happening at the Golden Gate, phasing out traditional table games in favor of slots and electronic table game machines. They say they did something similar at another casino under the same ownership, and they want it to be a more high-energy gambling experience. Just thought this was kind of interesting. They say they're not going to get rid of any jobs because dealers are going to be offered positions at other casinos owned by the same people. We'll see if that actually shakes out, but just interesting.
I'm curious if the people who like blackjack prefer the machine versus the human game.
I like the interaction. I'm not a big gambler, but when I was in Vegas, I would go down like in the early morning hours. And I don't know if you know this, but at least where I was, they can tell you whether to hit or not in blackjack.
Oh, no, they want to help you. Yeah.
So cool.
Because the house knows they're going to win.
Yeah. And I'm not good at it. So that was really fun.
Yeah.
That was great.
Yeah.
I had my first AI experience at a drive-through the other day.
Oh, which drive-through?
White Castle.
Okay.
So after getting back from vacation, I went for a massage. And I'm leaving my massage place, and what do I see? A White Castle.
Nice.
And I'm like, it's
a sign. It's a sign from God.
It's good you didn't do that the other way around.
That's right. That's right.
Poor masseuse.
I'd have had to have tipped a lot more. But I drive up, and they said, would you like a chicken slider sandwich? And I'm like, yes, I would. And then they just went silent. And I didn't know whether to talk or not talk, so I just sat there for like 3 minutes feeling stupid.
And it's like, are you there?
Yeah, so then I just went number one with cheese and a diet, and they're like, okay, thank you.
Okay, this is not an AI experience, but earlier today, my friend Andrew did walk down to KFC with me as I was grabbing something to eat, and it was the Gen Z stare times a thousand.
Like, from like six different people. It was like the Birds.
Well, but it was crazy because like no one was standing where they check you out. So eventually someone finally moved to a cash register. And then I go up there and it was like a showdown because I didn't want to be the one to speak first. But then after about 45 seconds, I'm like, this kid is not going to say anything to me.
Wow.
And he's looking at me like I'm crazy for not starting. So then I'm like, yeah, can I just get like a soda and a blah, blah, blah. But I don't know. It was very
like,
funny.
Why are you even in here?
If I wouldn't have said something, I think I might still be down at that KFC.
Yeah. He was just, that kid's eyes. There was a glaring contest. He was not going to speak. And I don't think at any point he did.
Okay. You want to do one more story, yeah. Dave? $30,000 worth of stolen labubus. Have been recovered by police in California, so we can all breathe easy.
Save
the
labubus
are going home. They were stolen from a warehouse. The police are being very secretive about who owns the warehouse, what the warehouse is. All I know, it was 30 grand worth of stolen labubus.
It's like 10 labubus.
This went to the top of the priority list, and they got those labubus home. So, thank goodness. Thank goodness.
Had they been lafufus, who cares?
Yeah.
Well, yes. That's junk. I mean,
or ladudus.
$10,000 worth of labubus is like 15 trucks full. I mean, they'll pay you to take them.
That's right.
The foo-foos, hey, rather.
Can I add one more thing? I know we've got to go here. We have a flash flood warning now for Madison County, St. Charles County, St. Clair County, St. Louis, and St. Louis City.
Okay.
And that's mainly due to the rain that we've had. The little streams and creeks are coming up fast. So just if you live along these small creeks, we all know where they are because we live around them. And there is highway flooding, so just a little extra care out there.
All righty. Thank you, Dave.
Yep.
Hey, guys. Sorry, we went super long with Dave Murray there, so we don't have much of a segment here. But I did want to let you know that coming up after the news, we're doing the Think Tank with Braxton Payne and Kurt Barr. Thanks for listening to the Dave Glover Show on KMOX.